Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Dr. Jill Hubbard and Milan Yurkovich have joined me today here on New Life Live, and we'd like to join you, but you have to join us by calling 1-800-229-3000. And happy post-Thanksgiving to all of you. Hope you had a great holiday, and you didn't end up with a dilemma like we had.
Which was what?
Well, we went to a little lake house. We found a little lake on North Lake up in northern Michigan. And so Saturday, we get ready to come home, and it starts to snow like I've never seen before. And so we pack up the car. We want to get out of there before the snow puts us in about 2 feet of snow. And the car won't start because somebody who went to the store left a light on inside the car, and the battery was drained.
Who shall remain unnamed at this point?
There's no reason to give his gender or who that was.
Yes.
Anyway, so the AAA people, not your AA people, they were in meetings.
AA.
But
yeah.
The AAA people took 2 hours to get there. By the time we were rolling out of there, it was treacherous. Fortunately, my wife drives, not me, because we've found that that is the only way for us to stay blissfully married. And she did a great job, got us out of there. We got home at a mere 1:15 in the morning, and it was quite an experience. But anyway, we had a great Thanksgiving. The we forgot our turkey that we had put in the refrigerator, and so we had to go buy a frozen turkey, which you can cook a turkey from frozen. Many people don't know that, but ours, we did that, and I'm the cook and all that. And with the help of a fabulous microwave, we were able to eat the turkey that was not pink. So that was our Thanksgiving.
That is quite an adventure.
Oh, but we had a great time, and we're going to have an even better Christmas because we've got a little puppy on the way.
So,
boy. Well, yeah. You know, that's Jill, we were sitting in 85-degree weather.
I know. My Thanksgiving table out on the porch.
Yeah, we ate outside.
Was wonderful.
Yes.
Thankfully, though, the night before, the winds were so strong,
yes,
the Santa Ana winds that are hot winds,
yeah,
blew my yard to bits, but by Thanksgiving afternoon, it was calm.
Very good. So
thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Well,
there
those
has
of us,
to be contrast, you know. You know, the whole U.S. isn't the same.
I mean, that's true.
Well, here's something that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for everybody that's listening right now. And I'm also grateful for Carol, who has called us from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thank you, Carol. Hold on there. We're going to get to your call. Now, let me just be serious, I don't know, for 30 seconds and say this. If anything came up during your Thanksgiving dinner that's a big problem in your family, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help with it. One of the things that we've got going to help people with conflict like that is our Intimacy in Marriage workshop. Mylon, Kay, myself, we're going to be doing that workshop. And I'm telling you, it can help a world of hurt get better. And that's going to be taking place February the 11th in Orange County. We would love for you to come. Also, you know, every man's battle is this weekend in Dallas. And wouldn't that be something to finish up this year and finish up with all those crummy little habits and things that get in the way of true intimacy? 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. It's a great time of year to be thinking about, what do we want our life to count for? What do we want to do? What do we need to do to draw closer to God and closer to these family members. And I realize it is tough for many people. You've been through so, so much tough times. But God is faithful. Don't give up on God. He has not given up on you.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. I want to read you a verse. If you've been struggling, here's the verse. It's 2 Corinthians 4:18. And here it is. So we don't look at troubles that we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last forever. That's right out of every man's Bible. It's a great gift for anybody, any man, every man's Bible. But really, think about that. The stuff we're worried about now, it's not going to be around long. And the stuff that matters, it's going to be around forever. Be sure you're celebrating Christmas this year, because that little baby, well, that baby died for you, and you've accepted that death as penalty for your sin, so you can be with God and Jesus and all of us other believers in heaven forever. That's what Christmas is really all about. But right now, let's go to Carol, Colorado Springs. KGFT is the station. And Carol, welcome to New Life. How are you today?
Well, thank you. I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent. Yep.
Good.
I have my friends here. We've all made it through Thanksgiving and
yay,
ready to talk to you.
Very good. Well, I'm in a brand new situation in life that in any advice would be helpful. I've been married for 39 years. My husband was in the military for the first 10. We've had a very rough marriage in that he wouldn't be responsible. He didn't do things. He'd say he'd do things and not do things. I was very busy homeschooling kids, so it was, I just pushed it back, and we've been done homeschooling for about 4 years now. But my question is, we've been in counseling for the last 10 years, used a lot of your resources. He didn't get it. They just didn't work for him. He couldn't do Michael's book on where you sit down and do the chair exercise back to back and talk. And I just couldn't understand it. Well, this year, finally, a counselor said, why don't you go to the doctor? So we did, and he's been diagnosed with Asperger's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it makes complete sense of
sure.
the last 39 years, and I am freed from prison. So this is the best Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Oh, yay. Yay.
Awesome.
Well, and when he was in the military, I'm sure he was just told what to do. There was a lot of structure there, which he could, you know, adhere to.
What to wear, what to eat, you know, really, exactly. So that was very helpful for him.
So what's his response to that?
He's relieved. He has known over at least the past few years that there's something wrong, because we've been in counseling off and on for the last 10 years. We've read every book, almost, not really, but it seems like every book on marriage, trying to find out what would help, and he cannot do the work. Mm-hmm. Can't do it. And so and finally we're saying there's got to be a disconnect. Nobody goes through all this material and doesn't choose one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just encouraging him to help him too. So
Carol, how is that a relief to you? I realize it is a relief to know what the problem is, but going forward, how is that a relief?
Well, it's not malicious.
That's right. That's a good question. I do not feel like my husband is intentionally lying to me, intentionally being evil with me, which has the last couple of years have really been on my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this guy's just not. I have no biblical reason to leave him.
Mm.
You know, it's my it's really hard on our children.
Yeah.
But so that's the relief to know that he doesn't have malicious intent.
Mm-hmm. And what's
really
his response been? His response has been he's known there's a problem.
He's relieved. He's relieved to understand. And I have to tell you too, since it's freed me, I'm a new camper, happy camper, and so my disposition toward him has changed.
Yeah.
And so now he is helping, and he's almost over-helping. You know, well, so, I, you know, and I've heard and been told for years, well, just, you know, be the happy wife, do this and that. And in the past, when I have encouraged him and lifted him up, it appeared to me like he got very vain about it. And oh, then I don't have to do less, you know, and then dropped the few things he was doing. So I thought, no, I can't do that because I make a monster. But
well, is there a question for us we could help you with? Or
yes, there are. This is brand new road for us. I don't understand it completely. Are there things that I need to be aware of when relating to him? To remember, and expectations are not a problem. I've dropped those. I'm aware of those. But like when I don't know. How can I encourage him? How can I help him? How do we or I go forward in this?
Okay.
Well, I think you answered that in part when you said, I'm a new person, and he feels that, and now he's responding. Because if you've been married 39 years, and there has been, in fact, a history of poor performance and frustration, you, rightfully so, Carol, are going to get pretty soured on that whole experience, and he's going to feel that. So I just think that a lot of this change, per your testimony, is that you feel different and he feels that. And I think that is just a way to go. But that begs the question, maybe he was reacting at some level all along to a vibe that was coming from you that was somehow off-putting or frightening to him.
You know, I'm sure that that was true for much of our marriage.
Yeah.
About 18 years ago, I read a book that was recommended to me. Michael and Debbie Pearl read it, and it was for the wife, and it explained so much. That was a step out of prison, and I just changed my demeanor. I realized, oh my goodness, I've been doing this and I've been doing that, and I'm a strong personality, and I was trying to rule, and I didn't let him make decisions. You know, so at that time I changed, and it helped.
Good. Well, let me make one suggestion.
Yeah,
let me make
please.
A suggestion to you. That's what you were wanting. You know the expression "man speaking." How a woman feels like a man's talking down to her and condescending and all the stuff he's saying. She knows all of that. There's no, you get that, right? Don't woman speak him. It'll be tempting to become the foremost authority on interaction and feeling and emotion and appropriate response and all that. And that could really, any kind of hope and insight benefit could all be kind of slowly drip by drip worn away. That would just be one caution for you there.
Right. I think figure out how to come alongside him and ask him and try to understand his perceptions, realizing that you guys may be using the same words but seeing things differently. So understanding goes both ways. I also know that there are therapists that specialize in this, that will work with people on kind of those social skills and missing those cues. And there's even group therapies that can be very helpful for them because they can learn even if it's not innate for them.
Jill, well, there's some great books.
That's a great point, Jill. Would you expand a little bit on how Asperger's will miss social cues and what to do next in a situation?
Well, they often get angry, right? They don't understand sarcasm. They don't understand subtleties. Because they've gotten a lot of negative feedback, they fear rejection, right? So they will often withdraw. And so I think some of what you were saying, Mylan, about him sensing from her, you know, she's frustrated and angry with him, so he's going to withdraw from that, right? Now that you're more accepting, Carol, that allows him permission to, you know, not withdraw as much, but there's going to be times where he may say he understands, but you need to dig a little further and find out what that means.
And I would ask him how I make you feel. you know, mm-hmm. To
which
your
is always a good question for anyone, Mylon.
That's right. How do I make you feel? What's it like to be live on the other side of me? And it's a great question to ask.
And no one thing fixes everything.
No.
And so this isn't going to make a perfect marriage here. It's just going to make it better. And so don't ever stop working. And yeah.
Well, and I realize that I won't have a normal marriage. And you know what?
Yeah.
God knew that. He knew that
yeah.
when he brought us together.
Right.
So I need to just trust him.
But well, I'm glad that you called. Because go ahead.
I'm sorry. Because say my husband does not have any anger issues. He doesn't raise his voice. He just avoids if he's uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm
glad you called, because a lot of people are in the same situation, and some of our best, most amazing supporters have been through this, and they're married, and they've come to understand it. There's some great, great books that'll mm-hmm. help with
there
it.
There are. So, it's yeah. also a good idea, and I do this for non-Asperger's people, and Mylon, it's to have not just a feeling list, but it's like feeling faces. It's kind of like emojis, but this was created before emojis, but so that they, you know, it helps people understand expressions. And that's something that, you know, some people post on the refrigerator.
Well, yeah. and that's part of not reading your audience and not mm-hmm. picking up on social mm-hmm. cues. They don't necessarily
read. They don't know what it means.
They don't know what the facial mm-hmm. gestures mean or mm-hmm. the tones.
Right.
So that it's lost on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to send her Every Man's Bible to give to him, because it is for short attention span prone folks, people that are busy, people that are brilliant thinkers and want to get a lot of stuff in a little bit of time. That's coming your way, and I hope you enjoy that. Let's go to David Mercer, New Jersey. WFIL is the station. David, how are you today?
Hey, good day. I was looking at Doug Sittel, Sittel, on Google, and there's a podcast. The judge says he's going to jail me if I can prove he took a bribe. And then in Danielle's WordPress.
Hey, thank you so much for your call. I think it's so cool that you have nothing better to do than what you were doing there. And anyway, all right, let's go to, how about we go and talk with Barbara, Atlanta, Georgia. She watches us on the NRB Television Network. Hi there, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling us.
Yes. Well, I don't know how to explain, actually. Last year, during COVID, I had a guy who was doing some work here at the house, and
mm-hmm.
I kind of, I enjoyed being with him. I discovered that I was very lonely, and I got very close to him. I've been a Christian for 40 years. Like, I'm 70 years old, and he was actually a lot younger than I am. And about 3 months ago, the relationship ended, and I'm just having a hard time coping with it or getting over it or getting through it. You know, I did go to a couple of about three counseling sessions in the beginning, because it was overwhelming for me.
Oh, dear.
I've never been married, and actually, I was pretty happy with my life,
mm-hmm.
But for the last 25 years, I mean, I just wasn't dating. I've been doing short-term missions, so I was really focused. I love the Word of God. I love the church serving, but this has just really thrown me for a loop.
Well, I'm so sorry, and what's the question for us? Is it just how to get on with things, or what?
Yes, how I can get on, but also how I can be open to meet someone, even at this point in my life, because I don't want to go through the rest of my life alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who does? Yeah. All right,
it sounds like this man awakened something in you, Barbara.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we'll talk about this and you know, how you have felt in other situations and why it's never worked out for you to be in a long term and get married, things like that. We want to help you. I'm glad you called. A lot of times we think life is just fine, and then something happens, and parts of us, as Jill said, get awakened. It's not always just to a person or a relationship, but a whole new area of growth. You know, Dave Stoop, he always worked on himself, discovered new issues to deal with throughout his life. We can be like that too.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh. I wanted to let you know about two special offers that are only available in the month of November. The first is a free download of 5 irrefutable truths that can transform your life. When you embrace these truths, you can expect that things will change. Just visit newlife.com and click on the banner to get your free download. Also, we have free shipping and special pricing on several products. We're making it easy for you to treat yourself or maybe take care of some holiday shopping. Visit newlife.com and click the banner for more details. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back having a nice little chat with Barbara, who, well, I don't know, maybe you could say for the first time, she fell in love. And now it's over. What did your counselor say would be helpful to you, if anything there, Barbara?
Well, one of the things she said was to focus on things that I would like to see in a partner, you know. But I could focus on those things. And that she said that things would just kind of come together over time, like a puzzle, and I've been seeing that happen.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, is there any reason that you have not that you can think of fallen in love before and been open to marriage? Any specific thing?
Well, actually, I have. In years past, I've dated, and in fact, I was engaged once to be married, but it didn't work out. I think that my upbringing wasn't. I didn't know what love or marriage looked like when I was growing up in my family.
Why is that?
My parents were just very unhappily married. I just didn't know, and then it was kind of like it was like trial and error through the years.
Okay.
And then at one point, it just wasn't a priority for me because it seemed that I didn't know what I was. I didn't know how to choose someone, there were times maybe I missed out on some things too.
Yeah, okay. So now that you've had this relationship, I want to say to you at age 70, it's not too late for you to experience something that you've never experienced before. And I wouldn't give up hope on that. But you're going to have to do what other people do. You're going to need to develop a hobby, take a class. You're going to have to get out there, go to churches, meet people, be active, do things, volunteer, do things you never thought you'd do, get on a dating site, all these kinds of things. And I just, you know, 70 is young today versus 40 years ago, you know, and so you've got a lot of time to develop a sincere, wonderful, intimate relationship if you're willing to, and this is the sad part of it, do the work. You have to do some work.
That's well, and I always say I have a grandmother that married at 75.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that was 20, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, the interesting thing, Steve, about what you just said about the pursuit that Barbara is going to have to undertake, she didn't have to pursue this guy. He walked into her house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And she found out that it was easy, he was nice, and all the things that were happening.
But it was unassuming, probably, you know, completely unexpected.
You're absolutely right.
So, Barbara, your guard was down
because
you didn't expect it, and he was right there.
No.
And I think you have, you know, created a good life for yourself, but shut this part of yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, sorry, Mylan, I just stepped on your thunder, but he's awakened this in you, which says to you, it's good information, Barbara. And while it does hurt when something ends, and that's part of just having to grieve, and that's part of life, is people come and people go. It tells you, though, the good thing is it tells you, hey, these feelings are inside of me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were there.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he was? Do you think he genuinely cared for you? Was it that kind of relationship or not?
Well, he had someone in his life, but I believe that he genuinely cared for me. He said he was just in a situation that he didn't know how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was divorced. He was divorced, but he has a girlfriend. And
okay. Well, I think you might be able to find a person that genuinely cares about you and nobody else. Mylan, what are your thoughts here?
Well, I do want to set an expectation that all relationships require a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships expose our weaknesses, and they expose the parts of us that are not just weak, but immature or inexperienced or, as you said, unskilled. And we have to work through those. What we're looking for in a relationship is somebody that's willing to work with us and take the time to explore those things that are irritating. And it will require work. There's no fairy tale ending here.
And you know what? Sometimes we're attracted to people that are unavailable.
Mm.
It's convenient for us if we're not used to long term. We can kind of withhold her. It feels safer.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad you called. I'm going to send you. Is
glad
this
Barbara
the
called.
One? It's looking right. Is this the one? It's a whole manual on fun, exciting things to do with your life rather than sit home and watch television or look at a screen of any kind. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us, we'll be here another hour and a half. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylan Yurkovich, Steve Arterburn here. We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life member thank you gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life grocery tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn, you're really glad that you're with us. And joining us now, Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry, what do you have for us here today?
Well, Steve, it's Every Man's Battle Week. This Friday is the beginning. We're in Dallas, Texas, and a lot of guys are coming. We always have room. We want to help as many men as we can.
You bet.
So here is a testimony from a recent attendee. Every man's battle has been an eye-opening experience. The most important part for me was group. Hearing the stories of men that I can relate to opened my eyes to the fact that I'm not alone and I don't have to do this on my own. We came as individuals and left as brothers, building healthy relationships with each other that I thought could never be built. Our group facilitator was so full of wisdom, but very humble. He was grounded and opened up himself. The lasting relationships that were built are strong, and I can't wait to see what God has in store for each of us.
Awesome.
So,
yeah.
You know, guys, you could have that kind of experience. It just takes a phone call to 800-NEW-LIFE. And please don't let money be why you don't go. If you call and you learn what it costs and you say, I can't do that, say, give me a scholarship application. This morning, we had someone give $10,000 to our scholarship fund.
Wow.
There you go.
So there's money available, and we want to use it. We don't want to have a big fund that just sits there. We want to use that money.
Can I make a comment here?
Yeah. Let's go up to 36,000 feet for a second. There's two kinds of guys in the world. Guys that learn to control their testosterone and their sex drive and their mental thinking about sexuality and women, and men who don't. And this is the place where you can go that will allow you to start the journey to begin to control your sexual appetites. The world is attacking every male on this planet.
Amen.
Right, left, upside, downside, everywhere. It is being forced upon us. And it is important for women to also understand that. A male is not a female guy. He has a male brain. It's very different based upon hormones. And with all that massive amount of testosterone, a lot of men never control that area of their life.
That's right.
And this is a place where you can get that journey started and find out that God wants our minds to be holy. And that makes sex and a sexual attraction about being attracted to a person, not an object.
Yeah.
And treating them as a person, not an object. So if you want to make that decision and you want to do something about that, this is where you need to start.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Mylon. And, you know, here's some bad advice that I heard someone give a woman whose husband is in trouble. The therapist said he needs to initiate getting the help. And she said, well, he won't. Well, don't do that. What would you rather do? Him be at this everyman's battle thing with a bad attitude, or sitting watching football that weekend drinking beer? I say, bring him to us. Say to him, look, you need to go to this. Find out about it. Our job is to work with whatever motive is in him and motivation. That's what we do. And so many people come and they do not want to be there.
Yes.
And they end up saying things like Larry read, now I have brothers and we're in this together.
Well, people that are stuck in addictions don't necessarily want help, right? Sometimes they need a push.
The majority don't.
Right. And there has been a change from when people say let them hit bottom. Yes, but sometimes you have to bring up the bottom.
And if you're married, how far down to the bottom do you want to plunge with your spouse?
Right, exactly.
Before you
don't have to do that.
No.
You just don't have to do that. And then so I hope that if somebody in your life's struggling, that you'll give us a call.
So I'll take interventions for $500, right? We have to have interventions.
Every workshop we hold, we have guys just like Steve was describing. They didn't want to be there. They're being there to check it off the list or to keep their wife off their backs. And they walk out a different man. So
yeah,
so great.
All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please call us. We want to help. Larry, anything else you want to add there? I really am grateful for that $10,000 scholarship gift. Wow! Thank you, whoever that was. Anything else you want to add?
The only other thing is, if you can continue to support, or maybe for the first time support New Life, please do. This is the kind of stuff that your money goes to. It's life changing for guys. And women, and marriages, and individuals. So help us. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you want to join us on the program, like some of these other folks have, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. How about we go to Mary, Birmingham, Alabama, WDNX is the station. Hi, how are you today?
Fine, how are you?
Doing okay. Yep. How can we help?
Good. Well, I just found out a week ago that my son's girlfriend had an abortion 3 years ago, and I just wanted to find out about some resources I can get to help her. She's very broken, and she says she thinks about it every day, and I've heard testimonies of people that have gone through that, and I know, you know, it's devastating, and I just was curious about some things I could give her to help her.
Yeah.
Sorry about breaking down.
Oh, no. It's wonderful that you care about her and you've called about that. Now, are you aware of my story when I was in college, what happened?
I possibly have heard it. I had not thought about it, to be honest with you, though, when I called.
Well, I'm going to send you a copy of a book I wrote about. It's called The God of Second Chances. And in fact, Larry was just in here, and he, one of our major, major donors, read that book, and it was very helpful in her dealing with a past abortion. I'll send that to you. But I want to recommend also, there are these wonderful women's resource centers. CareNet has a whole network. There are others that are independent. And in your area, there are many. And the best thing that she could do is to call a women's resource center or pregnancy center and get involved in one of their Bible studies that help women deal with this, get over it, and get beyond it. And that's the most healing thing that she can do. One of the reasons is that you're with all these folks at the center. Many of them have had abortions and have grieved that loss and gotten through it. And then also there are other people that'll be just like her. The impact is still there. And it's just so sad that there's so much propaganda that this doesn't really impact you emotionally, and you just get on with your life. You don't just get on with your life. And I'm really glad that she's got someone in her life that cares this much about her. Jill, Mylan, any thoughts here you want to add?
I do, Mary. There's a big part of this conversation that's missing, and that is your son. You see, what does he feel about this? And where is he in this journey for her? And has he ever thought about the ramifications of what this is doing to his quote-unquote girlfriend? Because it's killing her.
And we're assuming it's not with the son that this happened.
Oh, we are assuming it's with the son this happened.
It happened with your son.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Which I never dreamed this would touch our family. But anyway, I tried to talk to him. As of right now, he's wanting to not have anything to do with her. I think because she confessed this to us, which she hasn't confessed to her parents. But my communication to him was, you have got to help her. I mean, she's devastated. This comes up in her thoughts every day. I think she's trying a lot of different activities to get around it and to avoid thinking about it. But anyway, I'm conflicted because this has been a very up and down relationship, just like a roller coaster for 4 years. She says they've been together 5 years, but anyway, it's just been one roller coaster, just an emotional roller coaster for his dad and myself. And
because of what? Because he's up and down in the roller coaster with the relationship with his girlfriend.
He betrays her and cheats on her, and then you know she gets upset, and so it's just been
okay. So the question still remains, and it hasn't been answered yet. What are you and your husband, Mary, going to do with your son? He cheats on her. He is not true to her. He is violating. What are we going to do with your son? Steve already gave you the answer: is how to help your girlfriend. The question is, what do we do with your son?
That's the dilemma. Do we encourage him to stay with her, even though it's just been so rocky, or knowing that she's
a bigger answer than that? And we're going to give it to you after this. So hang on there. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Would you think about getting a resource from us for gifts for your friends? Would you think about a year-end gift to keep us doing what we're doing? 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if so.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I was talking with Mary about her son's girlfriend, and Mylan just took it to a whole other level there. And Mylan, why don't you continue with that?
Well, Mary, I empathize deeply with how you feel. a dilemma, use the word earlier, is a choice between two bad options or two uncomfortable or two non-optimal options. I'm not sure if you have a dilemma. I think you have separate issues here. You have to help your the girlfriend. But then somebody needs to sit down with your son and say, you know, you are living an irresponsible life right now. And if you continue to live this way...
Yes.
Good. Well, he's part of the problem. He needs to go to Every Man's Battle workshop.
I ordered that book for him, and it came in this past weekend, so he has that. But yes, I think a workshop would be good too.
Well, of course, your job is not to figure out whether to keep the relationship together. You need to separate the two people and help her on the path of recovery. The other question that this begs is, why is she staying in a relationship where she is treated this way?
That's my question for her. I have told her through the years, please, what are you doing? You're crazy. I mean, she's a smart girl. She's just gotten accepted into law school, and I'm just going, why? I mean, I know he's my son, but
there's a difference between being intelligent and wise.
Wisdom. Well, and emotional intelligence versus left brain intelligence.
Emotional intelligence
mm-hmm.
can betray us every time. Emotions trump intelligence every day in this world. And so she has to ask the question, why am I holding on to this guy?
Well, and look, she has a family in you as well. She's told you. She has not told her own parents.
Right.
Why is that? Is it safe for her to tell her own parents? She needs to be gathering her support in addition to you. But see, that's part of why it's hard to let go of your son, because she's been a part of your lives for 5 years. Right? And I'm not saying don't be a part of her life. But she needs to also have her people in addition, and you pushing her towards these resources, so you're not her number one confidant, I think is helpful for her to start to separate and have some autonomy.
Here's what I'd do.
Yes.
I would find a resource for her, and I'd go with her. I'd just let her know you're for her. And the last thing I would do is recommend that she have anything to do with your son. And you might even pay for her to have some counseling or whatever. But I think your husband needs to up his game with the boy.
For real.
You know, you're doing the work that he really needs to be doing. But he's not going to do that. And I wouldn't want her to. I mean, she's a reminder of his shame. And so he's going to treat her poorly, and she's kind of ceased to exist as a real and wonderful human being, it seems to me. So I would just usher her toward some good, healthy things. I would have your husband be doing the same thing with the boy.
And for Christmas, he gets to go to Every Man's Battle.
I tell you.
It's a great Christmas
Present.
Steve,
you know, it's interesting. You've twice referenced him as a boy. And
he is a boy.
How old is he?
How old is he? He's what?
22.
Okay, yeah, he still is a boy.
Okay, well, this is an important distinction, because I know a lot of grown men who are still little boys inside. And so we want to be able to ask the question, how does he grow up so that he's a responsible man instead of being a 16-year-old in a 22-year-old body?
Yeah.
And that's...
Right.
That's
interesting you said that, because that's the very word she used. She's, you know, tired of him acting like he's 16.
Well, okay, but you see, that's not a hard stretch for me to say that, because he's acting like a 16-year-old, as you describe all of the things he's saying. So you have two different issues, a relationship with this young woman and a relationship with your son. And, you know, helping him grow up is going to be a very important thing. Yep. So he becomes a man and not remain a boy the rest of his life. I know 50 and 40 and 60 yes. year old men that are still boys inside. Mm-hmm. All they want to do is play all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So here's right, what I'm going right. to do. I'm going to send for her. I'm going to send her the God of Second Chances. I'm going to send for him. I'm going to send him the How We Love book that I'm asking your husband to read with him. It would be such an amazing thing for him to see himself there. And I want to send The Secrets Women Keep also for her. She's not alone in this. And I just hope and pray something good is going to come from this phone call. If nothing else, her getting to a pregnancy center or a women's resource center that specializes in the redemption of folks, she'll become mm-hmm. a different person. They'll help her to see that this is not the guy for her. Maybe we've said something here, and as you've been listening, you're thinking, I need to do the same thing. I need to help somebody else that has been hurt by a family member, or I need to up my game with my son or my daughter. It's important that we do stuff that's uncomfortable, unexpected, that we never dreamed we'd have to do, because the world is fighting for the heart of our children and for our marriages and for our families. It is not easy out there. Well, I've got some things for you. They're free. 5 irrefutable truths that could transform your life. You can get that. We have all sorts of resources for you. We're doing Every Man's Battle in Dallas this weekend. Emotional Freedom. Wow, what a workshop that is. That's online January the 22nd. And then the weekend of Valentine's, 11th through the 13th in February, Mylon and Kay, myself, and the New Life team are going to be doing Intimacy in Marriage. Restore is February the 25th. Now, let me remind you that when you come to our workshop, it's not just listening to people talk. It's you hear us talk, and then you work with a licensed clinical Christian therapist that's been doing this for a long time. And the result is pretty staggering, how much progress you can make in a weekend. But the real thing that happens is the trajectory of your life and your marriage can completely change. And the things that were so big, important, and conflict-producing, they're just not there. You see things from a different perspective. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, whether it's Restore for people who have been hurt by someone with a sexual integrity problem, or Emotional Freedom, or Every Man's Battle, or Intimacy in Marriage. We have a workshop that could really help. And to do that, we need your help and support. You can do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE and help us. It's the same number to get help, but we've been doing this partnership with people for a long, long time, over 30 years, and we can't do it without you. And if God's leading you, please do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our website, newlife.com. You can watch us on our Facebook channel, YouTube, the New Life Live YouTube channel. It's all right there. But call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.